divorce rate for men and women since 1970 to present. So, what do we have here? Well, the divorce rate is up 80% and marriage is down 260%. So, do you think there's a decline in marriages or an uptick in the divorce rate? Yeah, it's blatantly obvious. Less people are getting married and more people are getting divorced. There's a reason for that. We'll get into that in a few minutes. Now, Elvis. How old was Elvis's wife, Priscilla, when he married her? Oh, she was 13. Are y'all going to call Elvis a pervert now? No, he's still the king. And guess what? I guarantee you, Elvis was a really happy guy because he had a hot young wife, and he certainly wasn't thinking about cheating on her. Especially later when he had all the millions of women trying to throw pussy at him. And he was like, I've got the best piece of ass at the house. I got a hot young wife. I don't need you. Now, I know y'all have heard of Romeo and Juliet. How old was Juliet when she got married? Oh, that's right. She was 13. Wow. And guess what? How old was her mom when she had Juliet? Oh, she was 12 when she had Juliet. Wow. Now, are y'all gonna sit there and say Juliet was just a weird person? No, everybody liked Romeo and Juliet. Everybody liked Elvis. And guess what? Priscilla is still around and she's very well off. Very liked and very well respected, not to mention rich, thanks to Elvis. Now, the brainwashing that has gone on in the last 20 years of men being the most dumbest pieces of shits on the planet and the women being all powerful and all this, just look at your TV shows, like your Homer Simpsons and Family Guy, stupid shit like that. They make the man out to be the biggest fucking retard on the planet, and the woman is the smartest, all-knowing, infinite wisdom of knowledge, creator of stability and faith and blah, blah, blah. And the man is just a fucking babbling idiot. Oh my gosh. If you fucking women really believe that, y'all are as dumb cunts as you can get. Now, women in combat. What the fuck? Do y'all think y'all are Xena warriors now? That is the dumbest shit, because guess what? When your dumb bitch ass gets over there and gets shot at, you're going to be wishing you were home, married, and having babies, being like a normal woman. But no, you're going to be over there coming back with PTSD, shot the fuck up, and just mentally scarred like you have never seen. Look at all the men. Men don't want to go to war, but you dumb cunts are thinking y'all are going to take over and volunteer for it? Y'all have lost your fucking mind. War is nothing but propaganda by the banks so that they can create wars to sell bullets and bandages to both sides. And you dumb bitches think y'all are going to be the Xena warriors over there? They lowered the standards for the military to let you in. That means there's not going to be that many stronger men to help take you and help you when you're down, because they lowered the standards. They can't pick your little stupid ass up and help you. But that's all right. Y'all want to be the Xena warriors? Go over and get your ass shot off. You'll be right where the rest of the men are coming back saying war is fucking corrupt and evil. But y'all can't see that right now. You're too disillusioned with your own brainwashed mentality, thinking y'all are all powerful because you saw it on TV. Xena warrior. That's a Hollywood movie, you stupid cunts. That's not reality. Now, Let's look at the culturally numb society and all the gay-ass women coming out. Women, oh, now, hell, they don't even have to get out of high school to be gay. They're coming out in high school saying that they're gay. Then they're in college, they're all gay. Look at all the titty dancers. We all known this for years. All the titty dancers, good-looking, attractive women, all gay. What the fuck? Y'all want to stay gay? Y'all are totally ruining your whole lives because you want to be gay. That's all right. When you get old and you're lonely, you have no kids, and you're going to die alone because you were a faggot, lesbian, cunt lapper. Hey, guess what? I won't feel sorry for you. I'll laugh at you and snicker saying, yeah, look at that fucking lesbian. Fuck her. She got what she deserves. Now, let's talk about fat and tattooed women. Because, oh my gosh, this is the grossest shit I have ever seen. Women are fat. Y'all have gotten so fucking fat, it is gross and disgusting. Who wants to be with a big fat woman? You go to Walmart and just look around. Oh shit, I belong to 24-Hour Fitness. There are more fat fucking bitches in that place than you can shake a stick at. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, at least they're trying to work out. You only waited like 30 years too late. And you think you're going to lose all that weight? No, it don't happen like that. Don't worry. Y'all give it up because you can't keep it up. So all you fat women that think that y'all's pussy is still golden, I don't know where you come off with that, because it ain't. And then the tattooed women and all these piercings, and y'all got shit pierced in your lip and your nose and your belly button, and now they put shit in their cheeks. That is disgusting and gross. Tattoos are the grossest thing I've ever seen. I hate tattoos. They get them on their legs. They get them on their thighs. They got them on their arms. Now they got them all over their back. Now they're writing graffiti on their arms so that they can write out some message about something. It's gross. Y'all are fucking gross. Your tattooed ass, fat ass is gross. And you think you're sexy and you put on your spandex so everybody can see the cottage cheese in your legs, and it's gross. Everybody's like, look at that shit. That's gross. Sorry. The truth hurts. You know, it takes a lot of work to take care of your body. I work out all the time. I've been working out all my life. If you don't take care of your body, that means you just don't have no respect for yourself. How are you going to expect somebody else to respect you if you don't even respect yourself? So I don't know where y'all think coming across being big, fat, in large, and in charge is going to help you, because you're gross. You're gross, you're fat, and you're ugly. Period. Now, when women are young, they're put on a pedestal. They're told they're beautiful. Oh, I really like seeing how women tell all each other, oh, you're beautiful. No, you're beautiful. No, you're beautiful. No, you're... What are y'all doing? Do y'all have to sit there and tell that to each other to convince yourselves because you're so, what, self... You have such low self-esteem that you can't even be confident in your own self, so y'all just sit there and tell each other that so you can make yourselves feel better? That's stupid. But then the men put you on a pedestal too. They tell you, oh, you're beautiful. They lie to you about everything. And then come to find out, after they get to know you, they drop you like a hot rock, because, you know, beauty's only skin deep. And when your true self comes out, it doesn't matter how pretty you are, because if they can't stand you, hell, you might as well just be tiger striped and purple and pink. It doesn't matter, because you're ugly. You're ugly on the inside. If you're ugly on the inside, nobody can stand you. So being put on a pedestal only just makes you fall that much further when the truth comes. And the truth comes when you hit 30, because the value of women decline after 30. That's y'all's wall. That they call it hitting the wall. You hit the wall at 30. Because you know what? Men don't really want you after 30, because they're looking for the younger women now. Younger women they can have kids with. Because men want to have kids. That's their whole thing. Men like to have sex. And when you have sex, you have kids. And all you dumb cunts out there that don't want to have kids and want to be lesbians, you're just chopping your own foot off. That's all right. You can hobble after that. And then when you really need help, don't call on a man, because you pissed them off years ago. Better go call your faggot girlfriend if she's still around. All right. Now, women like to use abortion as birth control. I know this for a fact. Now, a man, he gets a woman pregnant. She comes to him, says, "Hey, I'm pregnant." He says, "Okay, let's get married." She goes, "No, I would rather go drink beer and hang out on a boat." That's what my first ex said, Jennifer. Yeah, she didn't want to get married. She wanted to abort the baby. I told her not to. Guess what? As a man, there's not one thing I can do to stop her. So she kills my kid, and I have no choice in the matter. She's just a fucking cunt. And then they take the baby parts and they sell them. They've been selling baby parts for who knows how long. In fact, it was just reported that Israel has been going over to Ukraine and taking all the young people that are like under 12 and harvesting their organs. And you people are going to sit here and tell me how y'all are protecting the young people when y'all see babies being harvested for their organs? Y'all are sick fucking people. But you want to bash people like me because I want to have a relationship with somebody that's young, that still is full of life, energy, and full of love, and can have kids, and would like to have kids. Y'all are all about killing kids and selling their baby parts on the internet. Y'all are sick fuckers. I don't respect you, and I don't give a flying fuck what y'all say. Now, women have turned into statists. And what does that mean? When a woman can't make their relationship work, they run, get a divorce, and the first thing they go do is file for child support. I need child support. So that they can hold the man as a hostage to the state by the threat of force of a gun and jail. Because you couldn't make it work, the men have to sit there and pay for your sorry fucking ass. And trust me, I know women. They go and they get that child support money, and they'll go on trips. They'll go get tattoos. Oh, yeah. They'll live it up. And then they say that they don't have no money. Well, bitch, it don't cost that much to raise a kid. What are you doing with all the money? Oh, that's right. You're fucking it off getting tattoos and partying. And then bitching because you don't have any money. The men should probably have the kids probably 80% of the time. After they're 5 years old, the men should have the kids because the women are fucking getting to be mentally unstable. And all you women do is sit there and brainwash the child to hate the father, to hate the man. If that's your goal in life, you're sick fucking cunts. You're sick. You shouldn't have kids. You shouldn't be allowed to have kids. They should have been taken from you. But our corrupt court system makes millions, if not billions, off you slimy fucking bitches. And they are all about making money off the court system. Because the lawyers and the judges, they are laughing. I know, I worked for a family law attorney one time. Not for very long. Because they are scumbags. You think they're there to protect you? Trust me, they are not. Because once these people get once the two lawyers from the opposing parties get behind closed doors and nobody's in there, they're talking shit about y'all. They're talking so much shit. They're trying to figure out how they can drag shit out to get more money out of you. And then when they realize that, you know, oh, they're basically broke, and let's just try to get them out of here and go to the next one. These fucking lawyers and courts, the family courts are corrupt as fuck. And you women have turned into statist. Y'all look for the state to help you, because women are used to being dominated. Women were put on earth to serve a man. It's not the other way around, people. Women are supposed to serve men, and men should respect their women. Well, if the women are doing their part, the man most likely is going to do his part. Now, I don't know if y'all read the Bible anymore, because most people don't seem to, since they've taken God out and the flat earth out. Oh, the earth is flat, people. I don't care what you think. You've been brainwashed about that, too. Go look up Operation Paperclip. Figure out what's going on with NASA, and then you'll see you've been lied to about that. We never went to the moon, dumbass. But y'all want to sit here and use the state to control everything. You're just only making things worse. But you don't see it. You're all into the now. You're all into the now. So, back to the Bible. Now, I don't know if y'all know what a concubine is, but the way it used to be, when a woman and a man married, they'd have kids. Woman got up to about 30, 35, hit the wall, can't have no more kids now. Well, the man still can, because guess what? Man can have kids till he's 80 years old, probably even longer. So what did the man do? He went and got him a hot young wife, moved her in, and that was his concubine. Now, if y'all don't know what a concubine is, Google it. But yeah, men have been marrying younger women forever. There's a reason for that. Because women have much better chance with an older man than anyone their age. Why do you think the divorce rate's so fucking high? Why do you think the marriage rate's so low? Men are getting to where they don't even want to marry a woman no more. Because y'all cry rape when they ask you out. A man asks you out and you say, oh, I feel mentally raped or some dumb shit. You stupid fucking cunts. Y'all are cutting your throat. You're cutting your own throat. And you're sitting there brainwashing all the other young women to think that they can do the exact same thing as you because you're a miserable old bitch. Yeah, and all you 20-somethings out there, y'all think y'all are so smart and so hot and so good-looking? Trust me, y'all are in the biggest divorce category of all. Nobody can stand your stupid ass after a few years. Hell, I'm surprised it even lasts that long. So, yeah, I would marry a 13-year-old woman right now. At least I know she's got love in her heart and can still have kids, where all you bitches over 18 have been brainwashed, and y'all are continually being brainwashed. Go sit down and read, watch TV. Go look at your whatever y'all listen to. Y'all talk to each other. All y'all do is talk smack and bash men and think y'all are all this. Well, you can't have a kid without a man, dumbass. It takes a man so you can have a kid. And for all you stupid cunts that say, I don't want to have kids, y'all are worthless. Y'all are absolutely worthless. You should be just taken out in a ditch and shot. You're a waste of fucking energy. You have no purpose in life. You can't have kids because you choose not to have kids. You're a selfish, greedy, materialistic cunt. Now, for the women who can't have kids and want to, I feel bad for y'all. I really do. Because it is a beautiful experience. It is a great thing. And you'll find out, once you had a kid, you had love in you that you never even knew you had. And it comes out. It's just one of those things. A friend of mine, ex-military, Green Beret, he said, marry a young woman. You should marry young, because young women are easy to train, and they'll respect you more. Now, we're not talking like training like a dog to sit, roll over, and heel, or go cook my meal and serve me while I sit on the couch wiping my ass with whatever. No. Training means that they're going to respect you, they're going to love you, they're going to be beside you, and they're going to actually support you. That's what that means. Everybody has to have some form of training. I don't care what it is. You can't go into anything blind and not have some formula on how to make it work. Or at least preconceived notions of how it should work. So, young women, they are full of love. They want to have a family. They want to get pregnant. They want to have kids. And a man wants to have kids. I don't know very many, except for the dumb men that had a vasectomy, but they were probably pressured by their woman. And that just goes to show what you fucking piece of shit men are out there that kiss a woman's ass. This happy wife, happy life is bullshit. If the woman's unhappy, tell her to suck it up. When a man's unhappy, can he sit there and go crying to his woman? Oh, I'm having such a hard day. Could you rub my feet and buy me some flowers? She's going to look at you like you're a fucking weak piece of shit, and you're out for a divorce. No respect. And then all these men who have daughters say, oh, my daughter's not going to get married until she graduates college. She's 26. Well, you stupid fucking jackasses, you just cut her whole time down to have a family almost to nothing. All because what your wife says, that, you know, you should protect your daughter's little pussy. Well, guess what? When you were young and 15, you were trying to get in all the pussy you could get into. And now you had a daughter and you're supposed to put a chastity belt on her so she can't have sex forever? You are stupid. But that's the brainwashing of America today. Everybody's brainwashed. Everybody thinks, oh, you're a sexual predator. You want to marry a little girl because she's 13. Well, guess what? When they're old enough to bleed, they're old enough to breed. I didn't make the staying up. It's been around since the dawn of time, you stupid-ass fucking cunts. In other words, when a woman has a period, she is ready for marriage and ready to have a family and move out from the fuck of your house, because you're not the mom anymore. You're almost on equal footing. All she has to do is walk out that door, go get married, and y'all are definitely on equal footing from there on. And you probably don't like it because you want to control your little girl till she's 28. It's ridiculous. The whole system has turned into a corrupt joke. And all you people do is sit around and support it. You know what? Looks like the old ways was a hell of a lot better. Look at a John Wayne movie. When they were 12 and 14, they were working on cattle drives. When a boy was 16 years old, he was considered a man. Today, you can't even get a license to go cruise around in your car until you're 16. If you're lucky, they want you to be 17. I had my license when I was 15. But nowadays, oh no, we're going to put everybody that's under 18 needs to be wrapped in bubble wrap and protected from all the evil people in the world. People aren't that evil. Are there some evil people? Of course. But if you train them to know how to take care of themselves, they'll be able to handle that situation too. In other words, they won't get themselves in that situation. Not nowhere near as likely. Because you put yourself into situations a lot of times that you could have avoided. But you have to know what to look for. Now, would I marry a girl? Would I marry a young woman at 13? Hell yes. I would do it today. And I would hope that all the people I walk around, they all look at you like you're fucking got three eyes, because all these people are miserable, unhappy toads. Look at all the people these days. They're all miserable. They must be miserable because the divorce rate is so fucking high. Nobody gets married no more. They'll just shack up, and then when that doesn't work out, they break up and move on. That's not marriage. So, yeah. I think I'm going to marry my next wife and when she's 13. And if it's not somebody here in the United States, which is only one person I could think of, then it's going to be a foreign girl. And I'll go overseas and find me a foreign girl. And I'll come back and I'll laugh at everybody. It's like, ha, fucking ha. I have me a hot young wife. Everybody wants to make fun of me. So what? At least when I go home, I'm going to be happy. You can go back to your miserable little lifestyle and sit around and talk shit, because that's the only thing you've got. So yeah, I think all young women at 13 should marry older men. And that's just the way it is. And they have a lot better chance of having a better life than all you bitches that are coming out gay, man-hating, social justice warrior, stupid fucking cunts. They want to cock-block the young women and brainwash them so that they can be miserable like you. Now, if y'all don't know what eugenics is, that's global depopulation. The New World Order loves the system that they have built, loves the corrupt courts, loves all the faggots and the gays, because that means you can't have kids. If you can't have kids, it's global depopulation. That's what they want. That is a form of eugenics. Then all you stupid bitches that would want to have an abortion as birth control, you're selling baby parts. You're selling baby parts, you stupid bitches. And when a bitch says, oh, I brought them into this world, I can take them out, you are sadistic. It's not a joke. When I hear a woman say that, I jump in their ass. I tell them that they're a sadistic fuck. They have no right to kill anybody. You stupid bitches that want to go to war, go get you some. Go get shot at. Go see what it's like. Men don't want to go through it. And you dumb bitches are going to volunteer. Don't worry. They're going to the draft's coming in 2018. They're going to conscript you. They're going to pass a law so that the draft is enacted in 2018 and women have to register for the draft. Y'all wanted to be in the military. Well, you got more than you bargained for. So, all the lies that women have been told has gone to their brains. They use the state to help reinforce their fake beliefs. The state is in collusion with the eugenics of the New World Order, and none of y'all can see it. And all you're doing is brainwashing the younger women of today to hate the men so that they can be just as fucking miserable as you. Y'all are creating a system that is eating itself like a plague. I hope you're happy, because the men aren't. And guess what? Men ain't gonna marry you. They'll go find somebody else overseas. They'll find somebody else. Hell, they'll go get a Mexican girl. Shit, there's supposed to be plenty of them crossing the border. But shit, might as well go get me a little senorita. But all you American women, y'all just keep on keeping on. Because all you're doing is going to make it to where you're going to die alone. Die alone, and all you faggots, all you lesbians, y'all are going to die alone with no kids, nobody to talk to, and nobody's going to give a flying fuck when you die. So, yep, I want to marry a 13-year-old woman, and I want to be like Elvis, and I'll have a good life, and I'll laugh at all you other people that want to sit around and bitch, because that's all you got. And while y'all are bitching, I'm talking about life and living life and promoting life. And all y'all are talking about is ending life and being miserable and just piece of shits. Want to die alone. Hey, that's your deal. Ain't my deal. I'm going to have me a good life. I'm going to wait till I got all my ducks in a row, and then when I pull the trigger, it's going to be a good one, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I can't wait to make my wife the happiest person on the planet. Do what I can. It ain't going to always be 100%, but I guarantee you, I got way better shot than y'all do, because the brainwashed women of today are nothing but statist. And basically eugenist. Oh, shit. And then they're fat and tattooed. Nobody wants your tattooed fat ass. Sorry. You're being replaced. 30, you're out. 13, you're in. So, I'm going to marry a 13-year-old woman. And there ain't a damn thing y'all can say about it. Snafu out.